This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, you have Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Derek J. is joining us courtesy of his website, derekj.me. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. Your toll-free number to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. You may also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is LRN.FM. Just send a contact request, and once I get logged in, which normally I'm always logged in, so stand by, Skype users. Once we get logged in, we'll be able to take your Skype calls easily, and you will sound great on the air when you're on with us. All right, so let's go to your phone calls to start things out here. Stu is on the line in Auburn. You're on Free Talk Live. Coming up, the Oath Keepers told to get out of Ferguson. Well, let's go first to Stu, though. Stu, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Hey, Stu. Hey. Go ahead.
I'm a little bit, disappointed in the way that my image is being portrayed by you guys right now.
Which image is that?
About 1:30 on Saturday, you guys posted a picture of myself in uniform that somebody had altered to a pretty high degree. Stating that when they come for the guns, that I'm the guy they're going to send.
Okay, this picture was posted by you, Mark, is that right?
I don't know, let me take a look. Does it say?
It does say that it was posted by you.
Yeah, now, I post a lot of memes.
So, Stu, this meme that has you in it, are you saying that the sheet of paper that has a message on it is not your writing, that someone has modified that?
The sheet of paper is, in fact, my writing, but when it's taken out of context and used in a, especially when the words, this is going to cause some butthurt, you know, it's taken way out of context. You guys remember about this time last year, there were a slew of service members who were posting pictures hiding their faces while in uniform.
Yeah, they were saying they didn't want to go to Syria, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So what I posted was that picture stating, hey, you guys, this is not what we do. This is not how we take care of business. Whether you want to go or don't want to go, this is not the way to try and get your message out.
Why not? Because I thought that those people were – I thought they were brave to simply say that they were not interested in going. Even if you don't show your face, I mean, I can understand that I can understand why they would choose not to show their face. They don't want the consequences. I doubt you dealt with very many consequences in the line of rank, whatever, from superior officers.
My chain because of, actually, I got hit kind of hard.
Did you really?
For doing that.
Okay, tell me about it.
It was, Glenn Beck picked that up, and he ran with it on his show.
So was it positive or negative when he said it?
Negative.
Oh, he took it negatively, because I haven't listened to Glenn Beck.
I'm sorry. Glenn Beck played it positively.
Okay, great.
The call out on me was negative.
Okay. And
because I knew what I was doing, and I understand, I understood the consequences going into it, which is why I posted name and face. It was making a point saying, look, if you want to disagree, there are right ways and wrong ways of doing it. Posting yourself in uniform is not a good way to do it. There's no rules against service members making moves in politics, but there are rules against it when you're doing it in uniform. It's not your views are not representative of the rest of the armed forces. You cannot say, hey, I'm a member of the armed forces and I don't want to go to war. That's not
I think
how
that's
it
an
works.
Interesting. So I get where you're coming from, but I mean, like, it's like there's opinions you're allowed to have. It's as a soldier, sailor, airman, marine, and there's opinions you're not allowed to have. And I think that your opinion in uniform here with your face showing and stuff, I want to hear about the negative consequences you had, but when I saw it, I kind of felt like this is the safe opinion to have while in uniform. You're not going to get a lot of flack. And as a matter of fact, Glenn Beck holds you up as a shining beacon of liberty in the process, right?
And here's the funny thing. A lot of times with the things that Glenn Beck says, I don't agree with him. And it's one of those issues where I shouldn't have made the post. It was a moment of very like, oh, this is going, it's driving me crazy to see all this yeah. going on. And it's creating a really bad view of who we are. And it turns out a couple of them were actually, a lot of them were posted to the Marines recruiting website. When that got hacked, so it becomes a very negative tool when things like that happen. Now, it's an issue for me just because, looking at some of the comments and the way that things were taken. I've been to Iraq, I've been to Afghanistan. I'm a combat medic. I've served wonderfully for almost 9 years now, and it's been my, I joined when I was 17. It's been my life's work. I love my country and I love what I do, and I would not give back any of what I have done. It becomes an issue when people call in my integrity over how I portray myself.
Well, the statement here, it says, when they come for our guns, this is who they'll send. Do you believe there's a possibility that the government will send people, the United States government will send people to take away guns from Americans?
I absolutely do not.
Okay, because a lot of Americans believe that. And I suspect...
A lot of Americans believe a lot of things. There is...
Yeah, sure they do.
I've read some polls that state that there is a... more people believe that Elvis and Tupac are still alive than, have read The Great Gatsby. There's a lot of...
It makes you wonder why you're laying down your life for these people, doesn't it?
It makes me wonder why they have it doesn't make me wonder why I'm laying down my life. I did two tours back-to-back happily, and I volunteered for both of them, and it's a situation where I love my country, and I love most of the people that are in it, and even if I don't love them, I'm still willing to support them, even if they don't, even if.
But you would take their guns from them, right? Like, if you were told to, you'd take their guns.
No. It's
you know, in Louisiana, during Hurricane Katrina, that National Guard troops did?
What were the circumstances behind it?
There was looting going on, and there were people being, there was sort of gang taking over because, the chaos ensued post-hurricane.
Were those guns being used to target American troops?
No, they were just...
They were going door-to-door, taking people's guns from them.
Just going door-to-door and taking people's guns.
There's video of it. It really happened.
It really happened. And it was really uniforms.
I'm not saying it did or didn't happen. I wasn't aware of this. What I'm saying is that I've been on the ground, and I've been on the ground during some pretty intense situations. And when things happen, communication goes out the window. That's one of the first things we lose, unfortunately, is our ability to communicate. And lines become muddled, and things have. You guys are married or in relationships?
I am married. Ian's in a relationship.
Have you ever had an argument with your wife where neither of you could understand the other's viewpoint?
I've certainly had arguments with people that I couldn't understand their viewpoint.
Imagine that with bullets.
Yeah. Oh, I know what war's about, man. I got it. I spend a lot of time studying this. But this meme is really about something different than war. This meme is about people who follow orders without asking questions.
Yes, Steve, excuse me. You underlined the word serve in this meme. You joined to serve. Who do you serve?
Who do I serve?
Yeah, you underlined that word serve. So who are you serving?
I took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against enemies foreign and domestic.
Correct. But here's where
you know,
issue.
Stu,
are you serving the Constitution?
Here's where the enemies are, Stu. They're in Washington, D.C.
Go get them, boy.
This is the biggest issue that people have. Is any of you in that room a constitutional scholar?
I wouldn't, what does it mean to be a constitution? The Constitution
was... I've read a book about it.
The Constitution was a document that was, in fact, intended to inspire argument and debate, not a document intended to actually, you know, create a nation. I mean, this was the an argument.
I don't feel like Stu. If you want to, I'd like you to hang on. If you can hang on, I want to bring it back to continue this discussion. Stu is in Auburn. He claims that it's his picture up on the Free Talk Live Facebook page. It was posted on the 29th. So if you want to scroll back down to that, more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Mom gives us our own special Christmas ornament every year. This year she gave me one with a picture of me playing soccer. It's my most favorite ornament ever.
Each Christmas, moms everywhere create the wonderful tradition of placing special ornaments on the Christmas tree. This year, you can make your tradition even more special with unique, customizable ornaments from PersonalCreations.com. They have an amazing selection of adorable ornaments to choose from. You can even design the characters to look just like members of your family, including your pets. And you can customize each ornament with any name you'd like to make them truly one of a kind. Radio listeners, you can get a special deal. For a limited time when you order select ornaments on the site, you'll get a second one absolutely free. That's two amazing ornaments for the price of one, and personalization is included. But hurry, because this exclusive offer ends this Friday at midnight. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to PersonalCreations.com. Click on the orange star in the top right corner and enter the secret code 6767. That's PersonalCreations.com, secret code 6767.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Oh, we've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm.
I recently had the opportunity to listen to a piece of audio theater so incredible that I don't even think the term audio theater really does it justice. Like maybe an audio movie that plays out on the screen of your mind. It's got big name actors, Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey, Billy Boyd from Lord of the Rings, Skandar Keynes, I think is how you pronounce his last name, from Chronicles of Narnia, James Cosmo from Braveheart. It's called In Freedom's Cause, and it's one of the greatest stories of the struggle for freedom in recorded history, the story of William Wallace. It's like Braveheart, only historically accurate. The children in your life will love this. It's a study guide. I actually listened to this and then watched Braveheart after it, and it was kind of interesting, all the differences in it. Anyway, Braveheart's a great movie, mind you. Just don't take it as a history lesson. In Freedom's Cause can be used as a study guide, as a history lesson. It has a study guide. It's a real crash course in the struggle for freedom. InFreedom'sCause.com. They've got a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners. For Christmas, use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live. Get the family four-pack of CDs for half price in freedomscause.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, so let's go back to Stu. He's in Auburn, Alabama, calling, saying that on Saturday, somebody posted, apparently it was Mark, posted his photograph, which had been turned into a meme. And the photo was in reference to, it was him standing in uniform, and he's presenting a piece of paper, as is kind of done on certain internet photos where someone will write a message that, you know, they want to attribute to themselves. Sometimes those messages are wiped out graphically and replaced with other messages. So my first question to Stu was that your original message that was on
that
the piece of paper?
That would have been mortifying to me if it had not been his message.
Turns out... He says it was his original message, and it had something to do with, well, you know, you joined to serve the whatever. And we actually didn't get a straight answer because, Derek J., you had asked Stu, who are you serving? If you've joined to serve, who is it that you're serving?
Well, he said the Constitution.
And
so
Stu, yeah, you answered
paper.
By the Constitution. That is that what you really believe, that you're serving a piece of paper?
I try to in the choices that I make, especially while serving, I try to do what is most right at the time and what seems most right at the time. Now, does that always hold up? No. And I will be the first to admit I have made errors in my performance because of the fog of war, whatever you want to call it. You know, we're all fallible, but in what I do, I based on how I was raised and based on how I believe based on my belief in other people, that is how I try and approach a situation. Now,
so
I like to say that I serve the people. I serve the people of the United States. The problem is it's a really slippery slope when I say that. Or mm-hmm. I could say I serve the government. That's also a very slippery slope.
It's more accurate.
I would say you serve your military commanders. What would you say about that?
I would say that is a brilliant way of putting it. That's actually really good. I'm glad that you came up with that because people always like to throw around lawful or unlawful orders. Here's the thing: no order I've ever been given has been unlawful, and no order I've ever been given could I say, because there are some very good facilities in place that if you believe that an order is unlawful and you disobey that order, there are wonderful facilities in place to check that. And if you are in the right, you're good to go. You are get a good pat on the back, and they say, "Hey, you did good. Move forward." However, if you disobey a lawful order stating, "Oh, I don't believe that that's a lawful order," and it comes down the pipe that no, that order is totally lawful, then you become it's a pretty big hit.
Yeah, I imagine it is.
So you had said earlier, because the meme that was posted says, "When they come for our guns, this is who they'll send." And it's your picture. I do have it pulled up now. And the statement that is on your paper says, "You don't join to say, I refuse. You don't join to hide your face. You don't join to push your ideology. You join to serve." And serve is underlined. Now quit making signs and get the F back to work. And work is also underlined. So, but what you're saying is that you would disobey certain orders. You've never been given what you believe is an illegal order, or an unlawful order. Do you believe that if you were told to confiscate people's guns, that would be unlawful?
Again, if you were to come up to me and point at a house and say, "Go take the guns," I would hesitate for a moment. I would say, "All right, I'm going to need a little bit more information than that before I can move forward." because it's always situational. Now, if you said, hey, we've got insurgents, we've got known insurgency that's conducting hit-and-run operations, and they have a cache in that house, Intel comes back and says there are definitely weapons in that house, yes, I'll go and make that happen. Because that's
so you need a good story.
I don't need a good story. I need a good reason.
Well, I mean, that's what it is. Stu, I've never been in the military. How do commanders respond to being asked why an order was given?
It happens all the time, because what it is it's considered operational planning. If you can't expect somebody to say, hey, go in here and do this. We're going to need more information than that so we know how to prepare and that so we can make the correct approach. If we can make a soft approach and we don't need to shoot anybody, hey, you know, we're going to go for that approach.
Just to be clear, I want to make sure we're clear on the situation. You would be being ordered to confiscate guns in the United States. I just want to make sure you don't think we're talking about Afghanistan or something like that. I mean, I still think it's wrong to do it in Afghanistan.
Terrorist type stuff.
I can totally understand. I understand where you're coming from. I'm putting it into language that I can clarify and push
forward. But just to be clear here, you're not a law enforcement officer, right?
I am part of the National Guard. If I am activated, then possibly. It depends on how the government how the governor decides that I am best suited.
So to you, then to you, all you would need to violate someone's right to bear arms is a good story about how they're insurgents and they're hiding in a place.
What I would need is good intelligence. There's a difference between a story and intelligence.
So I guess this is a difficult issue. I believe the Constitution says that the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Like, that's how I read it. And by infringed, I mean, really, like, the United States federal government shall make no rules, not the 20,000 gun laws that are in this country, but none that have to do with gun ownership. And so I do believe that I'm certain that they will come for some guns. If I have a fully automatic weapon and I haven't paid them the thousands of dollars for a license to have that, somebody's going to come for that gun. Somebody who's going to be wearing a uniform, probably with a gun on their hip themselves, a gun that's been given to them by some federal government agency. And so I know that the federal government will send people to take our guns. I'm not allowed to own one at all. But now the question is, what kind of person will take them? And I don't know that I'm convinced at this point, Stu, that there's anything sort of inaccurate about this meme other than the fact that it's your face. Like, I don't think they'll actually send Stu to come take my guns. But I you know, that there's a mentality to, you know, certain people who serve, and I love the term, right? Like, serve the government, that they'll do what they're told because it's an order.
You keep presenting me with a very, very slippery slope argument. You know, it starts with, oh, hey, go take the guns, and then suddenly it's happening. There are reasons.
Hang on, Stu. We'll bring you back here. I'll give you another chance. Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-881-1075. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-881-1075. That's 1-800-881-1075. Call 1-800-881-1075.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls toll-free about whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Do you have Bitcoin and are in need of a car? Well, New Age Auto Sales has late model used cars they've cared for in their rental fleet. Since New Age Auto Sales is selling their own well-maintained cars, they've not going to be passing on the extra costs of auction fees and transport costs that normally car dealers would have to pass on to you. Their cars are in great condition, and they are priced to move. They can ship out anywhere in the world. Just go to newageautosales.com and check out their inventory. They are looking to become the Bitcoin auto dealer, and of course, if you don't have enough Bitcoin for the car that you want, they can also help you with that. Go to newageautosales.com for late model, well-maintained cars shipped anywhere in the world for Bitcoin. That's newageautosales.com, the first Bitcoin auto dealership. As we go back to Stu in Auburn, Alabama, Stu says it's his picture that was posted up on the Free Talk Live Facebook page on Saturday, and it's of Stu, or allegedly of Stu, in a military uniform with a sign talking about how you don't join to say you refuse, but you join to serve. The caption on the picture, which Stu did not create, obviously, is when they come for our guns, this is who they'll send. Just a technical question, Stu. How did you come across this? Was it just a random chance, or how did you encounter this?
A friend of mine posted it up. I don't even know who it was, but it was a link to me.
Gotcha. So
it came up on your timeline? You're like, that's me!
Now, it must not be the first time you've seen it, right? Have you seen this thing pop up?
I didn't make this meme.
Multiple places?
Originally, I posted it to a thread on Reddit back when this was happening, maybe 10 months ago. Somebody picked it up on Reddit and threw it over to Facebook, and then Facebook kind of ran with it for a couple of days. And then it went totally quiet. So I figured, you know, hey, it's been forgotten about. And then it popped up again, so.
Yeah, memes tend to get necroed and brought back
up. Yeah, they cycle, I noticed.
Well, Stu, I'm glad you called in about it. I think it's an interesting discussion. There's some more questions that I have for you, and I'm not sure about the co-host here, but one of my questions is, okay, you had said before that if the commanding officer gave you a really good reason, like there's insurgents in there, they're holed up and they've got weapons and we need to take those weapons, that you would go ahead and take those weapons if this was in the United States where those orders were given, like, you know, and we pointed out that these things happened during Hurricane Katrina or in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. So I guess the question would be, would the excuse they used during Hurricane Katrina be enough justification for you to go ahead and follow the order? The excuse then was that there are people firing weapons at the helicopter. There was like a police helicopter of some sort or, you know, military helicopter. I'm not sure who was flying it, but some government agency was flying a helicopter. And they claimed that people were firing at them from the ground. And so they went ahead and went door to door and confiscated anyone's firearms who would bother to answer their door. So what would you say in that circumstance?
I would say I can't really comment on how I feel that they handled that. I would say that I would try and handle it much differently.
What would you do?
I would spark an investigation and look for individuals, I believe.
Spark an investigation. What does that mean?
How do you do that? I mean,
what's your rank with the military?
I'm a sergeant.
Sergeant. Okay. So what would that mean? So you've got a lieutenant or whoever it is that's higher than a sergeant coming to you saying, Stu, we need you and your men to hit this neighborhood up. Go door to door. There's people shooting somewhere. We don't know where they are, but we know they're shooting at the helicopter. So just confiscate all the guns and give them receipts for their guns. So
whoever is giving me that order, I would in turn go to whoever is above him and say, hey, here's the issue I'm having. I need clarification on this.
So the general, you go all the way up to the general, and he says, that's the order, Stu. You got to do it.
At that point, I would probably have sparked a different investigation into the legality of that order.
Well, how long do you have to investigate orders and given orders?
I mean, right, normally, in the middle of a hurricane.
Yeah.
This is my concern here. Is
that I did ask.
Yeah.
Once that occurs, I would have probably been pulled off mission at that point. And they would have set me aside, and that would have done an investigation into my actions.
But people did it, and that's what my concern here is.
Right. How many of the people that you work with do you think would go ahead and follow those orders?
Probably not too many.
What's the percentage?
That would not. 90.
Yeah. Stunned by this because, you know, I've seen the video. I've seen it happening, and it didn't seem like... You know, it didn't seem like anybody got in trouble.
Well,
for this.
We didn't see the whole video, right? So we don't know what happened before the order was given out.
Here's another big issue you're going to face. Again, none of us was there, and I hate to be, you know, consider me the devil's advocate in this one, but again, we have a video, but beyond that, we don't know what else happened. We don't know.
Well, we know certainly a lot of cops did the same thing. Now, let me ask you this, Stu. What do you want me to do? I got a picture of you, supposedly, up on the Facebook page. You called in about it. What do you want me to do?
When I put my image out there, I understood and completely accepted that it would be taken, and people would run with it, or they wouldn't. Whatever. Once I put my image out there, it was out there. But what I wanted to do was a chance, you know, a year after I posted it, to kind of give my side of the story based off of a lot of the extremely negative feedback that I got from it by people who it seemed did not understand where I was coming from. And
I think you did call the right place then.
Yeah. It's not me saying, you know, just to summarize everything, it's not me saying that there's nobody in the Army that would not do it and that there are definitely young people and others within the military that would probably blindly follow anywhere they got. And there are many people who would not follow any order, and I've dealt with plenty of those in my chain of command. But there seems to be this misconception of the uniformed service members as sheep who blindly go into whatever situation and just go, Roger that, kill, kill, kill. It is if you look at the statistics for who the military accepts, you'll find that we are one of the more well-educated and well-read groups, and the kind of discussion that goes on in our barracks bull sessions is not, you know, it's not to see Kathy the other night. She was totally hot. It's very, we're a thinking man's group.
Have you and the other guys ever talked about what orders you may not follow?
It's come up every now and then, but that's usually not something that comes up that much.
I'd like to know what they are. What are yours and what are their lines in the sand?
It's hard to come up with a scenario like that.
We've talked about guns and disarming people. Obviously, that's a popular one. What about conducting warrantless searches?
Warrantless searches? Yeah, I have a problem with that.
Yeah. Or detention centers? That's happened in the U.S. Putting people in detention camps? Would you do that?
I have a very looking back at the Japanese internment camps. I've stayed in barracks that used to be the Japanese internment camps when I was in a couple of
creepy
schools. And you go around and you get an idea of how these people live, and it makes you really question how things are done. And I can't, again, I'm not trying to critique I'm not trying to criticize, but definitely critique. We as a nation, we as people, have a very bad habit of rushing into something very quickly before we realize what's going on.
And yeah, that's one of the reasons I was really proud of these soldiers who said, I don't want to go to Syria. I'm like, you know, these are people taking a stand, and I was proud of them, because I really do think this nation rushes into things like wars and throws away lives lives and sanity as though they are meaningless. Because I would really ask you right now, Stu, what is the value of the sacrifices that have been made for more than a decade in these endless wars?
We'll leave that one as rhetorical. Stu, thanks for the call tonight.
I
appreciate hearing from you.
I'm glad
we were able to have this conversation, and appreciate the call. 855-453, that's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever's on your mind, just like Stu did. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And they're 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's Cyber Monday, as the retail folks are calling it. Lots of people getting some more of their online shopping taken care of. And of course, a great way to support Free Talk Live is to do just that. Any old day of the week, 365 days of the year, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com and link in through Amazon. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US, all right there at shop.freetalklive.com. When you start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase price. So thank you in advance for doing that, because you're getting the same great deals you're used to, the same free Super Saver shipping or Amazon Prime shipping or, you know, whatever it is that you get. It's the same Amazon. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Amazon doesn't keep all of the profits for themselves. They send some of it over to Free Talk Live, which makes a big difference for us when you do that, and you're still getting the same great shopping experience. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Tom is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, picture this. You're a little kid, and your grandfather wants to donate sends a donation to your college education instead of sending you toys for your birthday. And you, of course, you like your other grandfather better because he sends you toys. Okay, but you, anyway, you open up this birthday card, and what's this funny colored piece of paper in here? And so your mom and dad, is written out to you, so your mom and dad bring you to that place where they have free lollipops, and they tell you to write your name on the back of the check and write your name on these forms because it's written out to you, and next thing you know, you're facing criminal charges and devastating financial penalties because you did not report that bank account to the U.S. Treasury. See, if mom and dad are both citizens of Canada, but you were born across the border, you know, at the nearest hospital in the United States, you're a U.S. citizen, so why haven't you been reporting your bank accounts to the U.S. Treasury, even though there's no tax on the money? They still require every U.S. citizen to report if they got more than $10,000 U.S. dollars in a bank account.
And there have been a lot of a lot of people, Canadians, you know, the people that live in Canada, they're dual citizens. They don't even know that they've got to report income and do all these things.
Is this the FATCA thing?
I couldn't tell you what it's, what to, how to check it. But there have been people, you know, just the IRS comes down on them and begins, mm-hmm. you know, talking to them, letting them know the penalties for not obeying and that kind of thing. Imagine if you spent your whole life in Canada, you consider yourself a Canadian, but one of your parents happens to be a U.S. citizen, so you're dual or whatever.
What brought this on, Tom, as a conversation today? What inspired this?
Yeah, well, it is about FATCA, and also what the other issue here is that people have moved to Canada and gotten sworn in as Canadian citizens a few years later, of course, and then they, in doing so, they give up their U.S. citizenship by Canadian mm-hmm. law. And under U.S. law, at the same time, in many cases, some of these people also, according to U.S. statute, along comes the Supreme Court and says, hold it, that statute is unconstitutional against the 14th Amendment. And so they strike down the statute that said that you were no longer a U.S. citizen, so why haven't you been paying U.S. taxes all these years?
So just to be clear, what you're saying is somebody who were to renounce citizenship in Canada, the U.S. wouldn't validate that? They wouldn't accept that?
Renouncing at a U.S. consulate, if they decide to let you and you pay all the fees, is mm-hmm. one thing, but renouncing by getting sworn in as a Canadian citizen, the statute said you would thereby lose your U.S. citizenship, but along comes rulings like Afroyam versus Rusk, which says that, hold it, the 14th Amendment says you can only lose your U.S. citizenship if that's what you intended to do. And how do we know what they intended to do? Well, the U.S. immigration people at the border stop them and say, hey, you got this Canadian passport, but it says that you were born in the United States. So you're supposed to use a U.S. passport from now on. And some of these people fell for it, and they went and applied for a U.S. passport, which means that they didn't really mean to lose their U.S. citizenship. Mm. Oh, so why haven't they been filing U.S. tax returns and reporting their bank accounts?
And then they get charged criminally for that?
Criminally, well, the criminal penalties are possible, but also the penalty is 50% of the balance in the account for each year that you didn't file it, which is...
Right, and all the foreign banks are willing to go along with the IRS, right? Like if the IRS calls up the bank in Canada that you're using, the bank in Canada will just do what they say?
Well, the Canadian government has signed this agreement, and that's the subject of a big lawsuit in Canada against the Canadian government. The banks are supposed to report it to the Canadian government to hand it over to the U.S. government. But if you're a citizen of Canada, then the U.S. government cannot touch you while you're still on Canadian soil. That's the only thing holding them back.
Yeah, but one of the nice things about being Canadian is that you can come to the United States.
So you thought, hey, Tom, thanks for the call and the heads up on that. Appreciate it. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE.
This whole citizenship thing, it's just such a mess. Hmm. Who are these people that claim ownership and dominion over your life? I'm not saying that...
They're strangers.
I think that U.S. citizenship is the worst citizenship in the world. I would say to the contrary that I would say it was one of the best. But I
how do you rank whether a citizenship is better than another citizenship?
Well,
how
much of the world you can travel? It's not just fantasy. It's fantasy, but a lot of people believe the fantasy, right? It's in your head, mm-hmm. but a lot of people believe it.
And are you saying that people from the U.S. can travel more to more places than people from Ecuador?
Yep, sure.
Really?
Try to be a Mexican citizen and just take a little trip over the United States. Not going to go so well.
Can't do that. So, but then there are other side effects, like, you might be able to travel to more places thanks to maybe the military or diplomacy, but then the cultures of those places may not like Americans because of the same reasons.
Sure. Yeah, that's a good point. Well, Mark, you're saying people from Mexico can't just travel to the United States?
I don't know, they do that
every day, don't they?
I don't know the specifics or how one gets a, but they have a thing called a visa, right?
Yeah.
And a visa means you can travel into this country. A passport says you can travel out of our country. A visa says you can travel into it. And a United States citizen can go to more countries without a visa than the vast majority of people. Now, it's my understanding, and I am not an expert in this area, that a person needs to have a visa if they're, say, a Mexican citizen and wants to come to the United States. That you
just
have
for
to have
a visit?
Well, why do you think that people travel? Why do you think people walk through the desert and die in order to come here?
Well, I mean, those people are trying to move permanently. Like,
yeah,
I'm just talking about somebody traveling across.
The majority of illegal aliens in this country are people that have overstayed their visas, not people who've walked through the desert.
Hmm. So I just did a brief search for what places can you visit if you have an Ecuadorian passport. And this doesn't look like much of the world. You can go around South America and some parts of Africa. Looks like Russia you can visit, but Australia's out. The U.S. is out. Canada's out. And lots of other developed places. Huh. So, yeah, there are heavy restrictions on being a citizen in other places.
So that's why I'm just talking about citizenship generally. Who are these people? And why does it matter which particular clod of dirt I was born on as to where I can travel and what I can do? Why I have to pay the United States government money when I'm living in Ecuador, earning money in Ecuador from people sending me money from around the world, and I have a business that's, say, out of Belize. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to get around these things, and people
Bitcoin.
Do it. What's that?
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin certainly is can allow somebody to sort of internationalize, and this is one of the things that the rich do in order to limit their exposure.
Well, Bitcoin brings up an interesting one because, like, you know, at least if you have a business in Ecuador, you know that your cash or the money is held in a bank in Ecuador.
But that's the thing. But if you've got a bank account in another country,
sure,
you're going to want to tie it into the IRS.
I get that there's a physical location for bank money, but with Bitcoin money, it lives on the internet, and so you can't really claim that it is anywhere. I mean, you can't say it's in China or in the U.S.
It's all of those places.
But yeah, it's on the internet.
Share your thoughts tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. As always, we've got lots to talk about. I actually had the story about Uber. I've been teasing it for days. We should give that to you. Plus, 20 things that successful people refuse to do. What is it that helps them be successful? And coming up imminently, Derek J. is going to be telling us about the Oath Keepers, which I think is kind of going to tie into the conversation we were having with the guy in the military earlier.
Stu.
Oath Keepers apparently have been guarding businesses in Ferguson. Well, not anymore. The police have stepped in. And we'll tell you what they stepped in to do. It's not guard the businesses. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. That's still to come. Your calls, of course, about whatever's on your mind. We've also got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. There's more Free Talk Live coming up. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.